Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look like
I don't
had a
know,
great time.
I don't know that I'll ever have another one like that again. No. That was a little, that was a lot. That was a lot.
lot in terms of that you had to do.
Yeah, the third day got really like intense. So the Sunday, because we were flying back Sunday, she found out Hamilton was there, and that's her. Kendrick to me is Hamilton to her. So she was like, "Can we go see this?" Like, she didn't have to work this morning. She doesn't work this week. So I was like, "Yeah, you know, check with Casey and Complex, and I think we'll be fine."
Yeah.
And so we wound up doing that, and then the Michael Jackson thing later that night. Again, Hamilton was 3 hours, so 2 to 5, nice. We're at the play. Yeah. We get back to the room. Trista's finishing up the podcast, and then she hits us. She came over to the Venetian, stayed there that night, and hit us like, "Okay, I'm here. You guys ready to go to dinner?" So we met up with her. So it was just kind of like boom, boom, boom. Then we go eat. Then we go to Michael Jackson. Everybody had a blast at that. Then we get back to the hotel. She grabs the puppy, and then we go, you know, sit at one of the, you know, lounges and hang out and talk till, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
So 1 or 2 o'clock on Sunday. How late were you out on Saturday and Friday? This is through the whole weekend. How late were you out? Were you outside? Were you in these streets afterwards?
I think the earliest we went to bed was 2. I think the latest, we were pushing 3 on Saturday night, the night of Kendrick, for good reasons and bad. Getting out of that stadium was a bitch.
Not bad.
So you talk about the Mandalay Bay, the walk over. You can't plan for the leave unless you're leaving before it's over. Your boy was not leaving this show before it was over.
Right.
So we got to Mandalay Bay. Taxis was crazy. Rideshare was crazy. We're like, it's cool. Let's go eat. There's an 80s cover band. Let's go listen to them, or not eat, but we'll have some drinks and chill. We did that for like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Pulled up the app. Uber said, "Yeah, ride should be with you in 7 minutes." Cancel.
Oh.
Next one. Ride will be with you in 8 minutes. 5 minutes later. Cancels. This happened 3 times.
Oh, man.
Finally, we got one. So now 20 minutes have passed. We finally get one. And he's there long enough to where it's like, okay, he hasn't canceled. But he's not getting any closer.
Poor guy.
Mandalay Bay had one of those things where it's like, this is how you get in. Because they know what time it is after a show.
Yeah.
You have to go in this way and you have to exit this way. Katie finally called him and said, "Please don't cancel. We've had like 4 drivers cancel." He was like, no, it's okay. I know what's going on. I've dealt with this before. Like, it's fine." It took 45 minutes for him to travel like half a mile to get because of the amount of cars that were coming in.
Jeez.
It was so hot, bro. It was so hot. And you're in this parking garage. Oh, it's awful. Finally, he gets there. We get in. We get back. You know, whatever. But yeah, it was a long night.
Sound like a hell of a trip, man. Hell of a trip.
Only bad thing is I didn't get to connect with E-Biz out there. E-Biz, what's happening, baby?
What's cracking, man? I'll tell you about those Lyft drives, man. I ended up, after the show, I chilled there for like 20 minutes, and I ended up walking like a mile just because I was like, it was too busy, you know? But
yeah, that wasn't even the rideshare at the stadium. If you've never seen 20,000 people waiting for an Uber, I was actually wondering, like, what does their parking lot look like? Hmm. Like, what does the parking lot for a concert at Allegiant Stadium look like? Is it empty? Like, empty-ish?
Yeah.
Because there's no way there were less than 10,000 people walking, and there's no way there were less than several thousand people waiting for a ride share.
Right.
How many cars were even there?
Nah, it was crazy, man. It was crazy, man. I really wish I could have seen you guys, man, because I know how happy you are about your girl, and I was like, man, I get to finally meet her and all that, but, you know, it'll be in next time, but...
For sure.
Yeah, nah, bro, that Kendrick concert, man, I've been to so many concerts. I've been so blessed to go to so many concerts. I'm so happy I went to that one. Just like I told you guys, I flew out there by myself to go see it.
Yeah.
It was well worth it. It was like, Kenny, I wish you could experience it, and anybody, like he... That was my fourth time seeing him. He can control a crowd. Like, it was so crazy. One of my favorite parts, bro, is when he did Mad City, but he did it to Sweet Love, Anita Baker. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. E-Biz, you want to hear something? That was my least favorite part of the show.
I heard he did. I think it was that song. Maybe I heard it was another song, but I don't want the mashup.
Yeah, so that's what it was. But the problem for that record for me is that song, every time I'm out here, it's crazy energy.
Yeah.
He took all the energy out of it.
Yeah.
And slowed it down to the Anita Baker joint. And it was like, I thought when he hit the second, that it was going to hit. And it was going to be regular,
right?
And it wasn't. Right. And that's my next to Euphoria. That's like it's Euphoria, Good Kid, and probably Love.
Mm.
I wanted that moment, and it didn't happen.
And it's
appreciate you, E-Biz, man. Good stuff, bro. I'm sorry we didn't connect.
And Kendrick, he can do whatever he want. I'm gonna enjoy whatever it is he's doing. But when I heard that, I was like, oh no, not on Mad City. Like,
yeah,
oh,
I didn't want that. When you look at some of Kendrick's like biggest concert moments, a lot of them are tied to that song because that's a song that gets you a reaction.
That's on fire.
Like Euphoria got that reaction, which I was really surprised by. Mm. I was really surprised Euphoria got the reaction it did. Like that went crazy. And what really might have been the highlight, we ran into Susie at the Mandalay Bay. Of course, she runs over, and it's just like this is why you travel with people more famous than you, because it's either Kenny or it's Katie. She runs over and she goes, Katie. She's so happy to see Katie. She's like, oh, I watch you too. Where's Kenny?
Stop it. That Susie, shout out to you. We know that didn't happen. Stop it.
Susie and the husband, they were out there at Mandalay Bay. She was sweating. She was hot, too. She was like, oh, this was so much fun. When we flew back on Monday, there were people all over that plane with GNX t-shirts on, including the people right next to us.
It's time to fly if you can make it happen on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can make it happen, that's the way to go. That's the way to go.
I'll never forget when I was out there for All-Star Weekend. On
the Vegas All-Star Weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
I made it back.
Thank God.
Barely. That was everything that they've said about that weekend. It was accurate. I saw a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But the airport was very funny because when you're coming in, you saw a bunch of people leaving.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people leaving. Mm-hmm. Like, we're out of here this weekend. We're out of here this weekend. We're not sticking around for this. And when you leave.
Boy tells the story. I got it. Yep.
And when you leave on Monday, they're all coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, it's so great to be back in my city. Yeah, man.
It was clear as day. It was super noticeable.
That's funny. Clear as day, no pun intended. I got the okay. We had time. I think it was on Saturday. We had brunch. We went to the garden at the Bellagio, which is crazy. I've never done that before. We actually walked around a lot more hotels than I ever have before. We went over to Caesar's for a little bit because she wanted to go to, well, I guess one of the Real Housewives has a lounge or something there.
Okay.
And then we did brunch at the Bellagio and we saw the garden. But when we got back, we had time before dinner and Kendrick and all of that. She said, hey, let's go see what the pool looks like. Clearly not being a regular listener of this show, I said, I didn't bring a swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, we'll find one at the gift store or something. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just go see what it looks like. So we go down there. Obviously, it's packed.
Yeah.
There's no cabanas. There's no even chairs. There's nothing. And in my head, I'm thanking God. She goes, oh, okay, I don't think we're going to be able to do this. And I said, just for future reference, I want you to look at this. And it was all of the people in the pool.
Uh-huh.
This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. And there is absolutely no chance I'm standing in that. So we go to leave. And the pool never got brought up again.
Nice. Now, like she mentioned, though, or you mentioned, you don't have to go into the pool. Get you a cabana, you know, champagne and campaign. People watch. That seems like one of the ultimate people watching experiences.
It was so packed down there. It was so crowded. I was so thankful.
Elijah, you should have called Elijah.
Well, he texted me. I had his number. Like, hey, Elijah, give me a cabana at the Venetian. Like, I didn't know what to say. I didn't even want it. I was like,
he's like that.
If I'm going to call in a favor, it's going to be for something I really want.
I think his place is Mandalay Bay.
I also had this slight fear of getting exhausted in the heat. And then, you know, dinner and Kendrick coming around. And I'm like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
The napping in Vegas was elite, though, because we had like a little bit of time and just like doze off for an hour and be great. You want to hear the funniest part that I haven't told you yet?
Huh.
Yesterday.
Okay.
We get home. Everything's fine. We get home at like 11:30, 45, like in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Start unpacking. And man, I don't feel well. Like I sat on the edge of the like tub. I was like, man, I feel weird. Oh, like it's cool. So we, it's like, I'll be fine. Start putting stuff away. Katie like lays down and takes a nap. I go downstairs. I'm like, man, I feel really weird. That was 12:30.
Mm.
By 5, I was running 103 degree fever.
Whoa.
This was yesterday.
Ooh.
Katie comes up at 6 o'clock.
What?
Yeah, she's taking my temperature again. She was like, okay, look, if I do this again and it gets to 104, I'm taking you to the emergency room. And I'm like, why do you do this to me? I have traveled with you 2 times. And both times I've come back throwing up.
The last one almost killed you.
The last one, bruh, this one was close.
Oh,
this one was really close. The difference between that one and this one was this one hit so early in the day, I wasn't going to text you guys until I knew. I kept thinking, whatever's happening, it's going to pass tomorrow. I'm not sick. Something else is happening. Mm. And I think I first like really started waking up at 6. Mm. It was like, I'm okay. I think I'm
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fine. I'm just really fatigued because I couldn't eat anything for an entire day and was just chugging bottles of Gatorade. And by like 7, I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I could do this.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
How do you get over a fever that fast?
I don't know. I don't know why that woman tries to kill me every time we go.
She low-key might be poisoning you like on the plane ride home every time. Like, oh, you want a little drink again?
She might be. She might be. I don't know, man. That was crazy. Yesterday was wild. And all I kept thinking, but I know what I uttered to her at some point last night where I was barely conscious was, well, thank God it happened today and not yesterday. Yeah. I would have been furious if it happened yesterday.
Well, I'm glad to see you made it out.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. That's why I'm sitting here drinking. I don't even know what's in this. It's like, I don't even know what's in it, but they say it's good for you, so I'm drinking it. We'll come back. I want to get back to the Kings point guard thing that Casey has been pushing. The local media narrative about trading DeMontis Sabonis.
So he's just hating this media now.
Plus Trista Crick at the top of the 2 o'clock hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We're talking about how R-Truth getting fired was one of the like worst reactions I've ever seen from like wrestlers and wrestling fans before.
That was just stupid.
Was the idea just give him the moment with Cena and then
I'm assuming just one last run before he's done.
The crazy thing was they did that and he didn't even know. I don't think. Because didn't he say he was kind of surprised by it? I didn't see that.
All I saw was the tweet that he put out.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, man.
That was whack, bro.
I get saving money and making money and all that stuff. But
you don't need to save money.
Yeah. Well, that's what they get behind or whatever. But it's also like, man's guys like R-Truth around.
Did you see, they put out a meme like he started there in 99. Mm. It's K-Quick. With Road Dogg. He looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not it.
26 years later.
Yeah.
I dare anyone to put a collage together the way that they did of R-Truth of someone like Randy Orton or Triple H or Cope.
Hey, show some respect, please.
Put a collage together of the ups and downs and sometimes drastic changes of those guys' Do it with Hunter and see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then go look at R-Truth and recognize that 26 years ago, that man is in the exact same physical condition.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about his facial features. I'm not talking about black don't crack. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about look at the way this man has taken care of himself for the last 26 years to be readily available for your company. Mm-hmm. And for him to get dismissed like that was just crazy.
Jesse mentioned it, but it is like, it's not just R-Truth. It's, to me, it's a sign that this regime is just is different than the wrestling that,
yeah,
or the sports entertainment or whatever you want to call it that we grew to love. Like this, I'm starting to feel like these guys have no idea what they're doing. And I don't know if Trips is still in charge or if it's more of a TKO. Yeah. But, like, does he have a boss in TKO
he
answers to that are like, no, we're not doing this, even if you think this is
might be Dwayne
good wrestling thing. Yeah, I don't think Dwayne knows what he's doing.
You think it's just something that doesn't work for us? Like, it's just not for us anymore? Because, like, they make money. Yeah. They sell out, no? Like,
maybe.
It's all, yeah, maybe. No, they, like, nothing,
maybe,
they do.
Maybe, but it all seems kind of stupid. Like, all of it, that, at least the top stuff. I don't pay attention to the mid-card stuff that may be, like, great storytelling, all this other stuff. The top stuff don't make no sense.
Mm-mm.
Like, it makes none of it. And then, like, you're richer than anybody that you can imagine. Like, why are you getting rid of R-Truth?
Mm-hmm.
For what? And if you were aware of...
Like his impact on, yeah, on the, like, locker room. And
people really like it behind the scenes in the crowd. Like, it's a signal to me that you're not even aware. That you're not aware.
Yeah, they're struggling.
And because they're making money, they don't care to be aware. Because it's like, it don't matter. We making money regardless.
Warren says, and I wouldn't know because I haven't watched. Warren said the crowd was chanting, "We want Truth" throughout Raw last night.
Mm.
I just, like, the wrestling fan base is, like, so passionate. And that the most passionate group is the ones, like, they're the ones who are going to stay buying tickets regardless of how bad the product is. They're the ones who are going to stay paying the $20 for Netflix, all of those different things. And the fact they didn't recognize this reaction was not only possible, but likely, mm-hmm, is it kind of shows maybe you're not exactly in tune with what you're doing here. And I remember, you know, I think Hunter and Rock both said kind of the same thing, you know, during the heel turn and the road to WrestleMania, and that, oh, we're going to take you guys on a ride and just let the story play out. And I think everyone's really going to enjoy this. Find me someone who's enjoyed any of this, and you've just shown me the first person who has. This has all been awful. Yeah. Ever since the Cena heel, yeah, ever since The Rock came out of the Elimination Chamber and said, "I want your soul," this whole thing has been rocky.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. This whole thing has been a mess.
Mm-hmm. It's been, like, you just laid it out perfectly. Like, they're not aware, and that's why I'm going to show respect to Trips based on what he's done up until now and in the past and all this other stuff, that it's got to be, no pun intended, a higher power that kind of takes away the control. Or, like I said, I don't really watch like that. So maybe the mid-card storytelling is perfect, but the big wigs, that's when they start saying, no, this is the influence we want to have.
Mm-hmm.
If Rock's going to be there, if Cody, Cena, you can handle the little, you know, Gables and the KOs. You can handle.
Jesse, not pleased with that.
You can handle the little Gables and KOs, but when it comes to the big time dogs, you're gonna have to answer to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it feels like. And I don't know. And the us may be Dwayne, which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's tough, man. Just kind of out on the product. I keep hoping they'll lure me back in somehow, but letting go of probably the funniest guy you've had on your television for the last 10 years is pretty tough. I've always kind of hated this, but it's kind of become like a bit on this show. My thing has always been like, no one cares what I think about something that happened 5 days ago. Like, the world went on. You did the show. People did the show. And I feel like the whole, with the exception of, you know, talking about my trip to Vegas, the first 90 minutes has just been me just coming at you for stuff you said while I was gone.
Well, real quick, first of all, I think some people do care. Second of all, it's July 3rd or June 3rd. So
we still got 2 days before the final start.
Carry on. Do you want to break down the Friday show today and the Monday show tomorrow? Do you want to do that? We've got time.
Honestly, I don't know what you did Friday other than Dusty Baker walked in 2 minutes into the show. You could have burned the studio down and I wouldn't have noticed, but I was a little bit more in tune with you yesterday. And obviously yesterday was yesterday. It's more like in my brain and I didn't have a whole, you know, weekend to forget what you were talking about. But I don't know what day it was, but I know you had a conversation about ratings and like I think you just that now this isn't really becoming that I'm not really bringing this up because of what you said yesterday. It's actually something you just said during the commercial break, and we were, you know, like talking to some messages here in the chatty house, which if you haven't, go to youtube.com/ESPN1320, twitch.tv/ESPN1320. You understand why there might be some people who aren't enthused by this NBA Finals. And I guess it's because there's no Lakers, there's no Steph, there's no LeBron, there's no New York, there's no massive market, there's no, you know, Victor Wembanyama, there's no massive draw for this. OKC is very young, I think the second youngest team to ever make it to the NBA Finals. I was stunned to learn that Bill Walton's team was the youngest. Bill Walton looked 40 in those pictures.
Him and Sparky Anderson at 30.
Oh, God. And, SGA is kind of an understated superstar, and I think there's a lot to be discussed with him. The Pacers are an up-and-coming team that are now here at the Finals. Tyrese, you know, I guess depending on your definition, not yet a superstar, on the verge of being one, whatever, two smaller markets, all of these different things. And I feel like this conversation is timed perfectly because we just had this conversation about wrestling. And wrestling has always been the last time I was really out on professional wrestling was like 93, 94. It's kind of the, like, Hogan had just kind of faded away. The steroid trial was happening. He was on his way to WCW. Duke the Dumpster Drosy was Bret Hart versus Jerry Lawler was main eventing shows, and it was like, what is this? Like, who are the stars? Like, it's Bret versus Bam Bam, it's Bret versus Razor Ramon. There's no secondary star to Bret. After Hogan, after Savage, after Macho Man, there was no next guy. They tried to make Bret the next guy. And no matter how great Bret was, Vince didn't see it. And you can look at his title runs as proof. He did not see Bret as the guy. He saw Shawn as the guy. He saw Yokozuna as the guy. He saw Diesel as the guy. He did not see Bret as the guy. He just kept going back to Bret. 96 rolls around. The NWO happens. 97 comes along and Stone Cold Steve Austin emerges. Now they're starting to make superstars. Austin, Rock, Hunter Hearst Helmsley starts to turn into Triple H. You start to get, you know, you got Mankind there and his different characters. You're starting to get different levels of stars depending on what you like. And they all kind of grew into that position as they got put into those big events and the fans bought them. This NBA Finals is perfect for what the NBA needs. Why everyone is so invested in ratings right now is beyond me. Maybe it's just the storyline. Like you said, it's June 3rd. We're 2 days away from the finals. Everybody's trying to kill time till we get to games. Maybe that's why ratings are such a big discussion. Maybe it's because Bristol, Connecticut leans heavily on what New York, you know, markets do and have, and it's just something that you have to lean on as a way to either prop up or disparage a particular product. I think I just read NBA playoff rankings are the highest they've been in years. Mm-hmm. And so, but everybody seems to be particularly concerned about this small market NBA finals. But you have guys in this that could emerge as major, major stars. Mm-hmm. SGA and Tyrese Halliburton. And for them to be on this stage is huge for the NBA. If you have a game won, like you had with Indiana and New York, and it goes either way, you had a thrilling game. Like I told you, watching that game with Katie, it lured her in. Mm-hmm. Katie will ask, is there a game tonight? Is a game? She never asked me before that. Is there a game tonight? Are my Pacers playing? Yes, sirs. Like, dude, she knows that's annoying, so that's why she keeps doing it. And, but it that game, those moments at the end lured her in. Imagine you get a game one like that. Mm-hmm. What do you think that does?
It's going to help.
Yeah.
It's going to help. I mentioned that yesterday. I said, right now, people, there are people who aren't as interested in the NBA finals. But if you get a situation where you got a game one, like you just talked about, or Neesmith and SGA start talking crazy and, mm-hmm. you know, and all that, as the series goes along, there becomes a story to it. There becomes a level of interest to it based on the things that are happening. So that could happen. Mm-hmm. Going into it, I get it. Here's a couple of things that I mentioned. And I don't know how to fix this. I don't know what makes it the way it is, but I recognize that it's the way it is. Aldrin talked about the Stanley Cup. And Jesse, to his credit, was like, I don't care who it is. I'm just not interested. But it's Florida and Edmonton. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, the Stanley Cup is going to be so good. And I was like, it might be pretty good. But no, like, I don't really care about the Florida Panthers. I think they're the defending champions. But it's the Florida Panthers. Mm-hmm. If it was Edmonton versus the Toronto Maple Leafs, mm-hmm. I got to see what they're talking about. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a brand awareness to them. And one other thing, real quick. Mm-hmm. We do this in the NFL. Now, the NFL is a ratings monster anyway, mm-hmm. or whatever. But there is a difference between Eagles, Cowboys with the NFC West on the line, or excuse me, the NFC East on the line. Like if they met on the last day of the season with the NFC East title on the line, that's different for even passive NFL. Like we're more than passive NFL watchers, but like we don't have anything invested. That's different than Titans, Jags with the AFC South on the line. Mm-hmm. Both good football. Mm-hmm. Both is top flight football. But Titans, Jags don't hit the same. It just doesn't. And I don't know when it ever will for us. Mm-hmm. Or maybe a certain, maybe Travis, and I saw a crazy interception from him today. Maybe he's the type of guy that like, oh, I'm tapping into the Jags.
Yeah.
I got to see Travis Hunter. But the brands themselves, they don't hit the same.
So it speaks to, like, who is the audience then? Like, what are you hoping to get out of the NBA Finals? Like, we talk about this. We talk about this privately. I don't have any problem saying it on the air. When we break a story that De'Aaron Fox wants out of Sacramento, or that the Kings are entertaining trades for De'Aaron Fox, mm-hmm. we all know this show, the insiders, that day we need to be perfect. We need to be the best we've ever been, because we know there's going to be a group of people who normally don't come to us. Mm-hmm. They're going to come to us that day, and we need to give them a reason to come back. Isn't that what we're asking out of the NBA Finals? Because the difference between the NBA Finals and NBA on TNT or NBA basketball aren't basketball fans, because mm-hmm. basketball fans are watching, aren't they?
Yep.
It's casuals. Mm-hmm. It's casual sports fans. It's people who might just tune in because they know it's the championship. And I think that's a little, that doesn't work the way it does with the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl is a one-off. Mm-hmm. The winner will be crowned that day. The Super Bowl champion, the champion, the best team in the NFL will be crowned that day. No matter what happens on Thursday, the winner, we're not going to know who the champion is. And so, except D'Lo and KC, because we'll be on with Matt George and Kevin John on ABC.
That's right.
Immediately following the game.
Yeah.
But we're trying to lure that casual viewer in. How many of those casual viewers come back in October? History shows you, number-wise, again, you could do anything you want to with numbers. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of them. That is the very end. They're not thinking, oh, I can't wait to see Tyrese Halliburton again next October. You have to be on an entirely different level to pull that off. Steph, LeBron, mm-hmm. And I'm not even talking about this generation. Now we're talking Michael, Magic. This, like, there, the number of names is so, like, that probably doesn't include the likes of Allen Iverson. Mm. That probably doesn't include the likes of, you know, different great players that we've seen throughout the years, different players who maybe basketball fans really loved. That, like, like Allen Iverson is so beloved in the culture, right? But for the casual fan, it doesn't mean anything. Mm. This is the moment right here for superstars to emerge. Ideally, would you want like a LeBron on the other side or a Steph on the other side? And really, it's probably only one of those two guys, because when you start working in markets, all right, you got the so the whole thing is to get the New York market or the LA market or the Boston market. All right, so you're just pulling in casuals from those particular markets, because the people who are fans of the Knicks that live in California. Mm-hmm. Your friends, you and your friends, the people that are fans of the Celtics in California, Jesse and his family, they're watching the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. So this idea that, oh, we're not going to be able to get the casual fan, it's not that big of a deal, because you might get them, but it's not going to carry over till October. You have to have a sustained level of success to make Tyrese that superstar, to make Wemby that superstar, to make SGA that superstar. It's more than just an NBA Finals appearance, but an NBA Finals appearance is a great start. Mm-hmm. Because if you land one of those games, that's especially the first one, if you land one of those game ones that's tight in the last couple of minutes, and what do we see? Every single game, ratings climb, ratings climb, ratings climb, ratings climb as the game it gets further along and stays close. Mm-hmm. And you see, oh, it peaked at, you know, 8:05. Yeah, it's because it was 101 to 101 with 2 minutes left. Mm-hmm. And that's more than star power. The NBA needs compelling basketball.
Yeah, for sure.
If they get that Minnesota series.
Well, that was tough.
That's tough.
But and I agree. My whole thing is my understanding of, like, I get, and I don't know why people either don't understand it or get upset when people point it out. Like, I get OKC versus Indiana isn't on paper, is not that interesting. I love basketball. You love basketball. A lot of people listening right now love basketball. So we understand the intricacies of who SGA is, this OKC team, Indiana, what they've been able to do, and how it really is a pretty exciting series. But on paper, like, no, it's not interesting. Like, I was never looking at the Titans, even when they had Derrick Henry, as I gotta watch the Titans. Yeah. Like, no, it's the Tennessee Titans. And once again, I don't know it when we make jokes about the AFC South all the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when that's gonna change or how that changes. Like I said, maybe it is a player. Travis Hunter is – I'll probably watch more Jags than I have in the last 3 years, because I want to see what Travis Hunter look like. I want to see what he does out there. And maybe that's what will get those type of teams out of that type of category, where they're not excited to the casual or just the – I don't even want to say like a – like, I feel like my mom's a casual. Like, I wouldn't even say that. I'm a sports fan. But, all right, man, like, Tampa Bay versus the Tampa Bay Rays versus the Miami Marlins. All right, like I'm gonna watch, but it's not Yankees versus Giants. You know, it's not. Sure. It's just not. And when you talk about the casuals, yes, in those markets you're getting them, but there's a notoriety factor with somebody in Nebraska. I don't really watch basketball, but I know who the Celtics are.
But
okay. I know that name means something.
But don't you
so
have
let
to
me tap in.
But don't you have to it goes back to the wrestling analogy of making new stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like Stone Cold was made by Bret Hart. Right? Whether it's, you know, it's the run up to that Survivor Series in 96 into that iconic match at WrestleMania 13. Like Austin was great, no mm-hmm. doubt, but Bret made him.
Mm-hmm.
He added a level of, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but it verified him
mm-hmm.
by he elevated Austin by working with him. At some point, don't you have to have these guys, the SGAs and the Tyreses, in this position
mm-hmm.
to get elevated?
Yes.
Like in this scenario. There's no Bret on the other end. There's no Shawn Michaels on the other end. But the NBA Finals is on the other end. The name the NBA Finals, the chance to be the champion, that's the elevating factor.
It is, or it should be. But what would it look like if no disrespect to my man, but if Steve Austin took on Farouk?
Yeah! Wow! Wow! You hate black wrestlers
well,
too?
Well, not
huh?
Nation okay, of Domination, McMahon. But Farouk with the you know the Meteor Man or whatever.
Oh man, Farouk Assad!
Farouk Assad!
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
And that's what I think we're looking at. Right? Farouk was dope. Farouk like was a pro. He was good. He was really good. Austin obviously was too, but like that wasn't gonna work.
So in this scenario.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mario, who's Farouk?
I would say that the Thunder are, as good as they are at basketball.
They don't have
nobody really cares about the Oklahoma City Thunder, the franchise, the brand.
But how do we? Okay, so that
the Pacers at least have history to
because they're a small market that can't be changed.
It's not even the small market because Indianapolis.
So why can't it be changed?
Because they hadn't been around yet. They hadn't been around long enough. Indianapolis is a small market, but at least you can go back to Reggie Miller. And be like, I remember when I saw the Pacers play the Knicks. I remember what that was 25, 30 years ago. And we're not even talking about their ABAs. Like, they have history to draw upon. Oklahoma City, what, Kevin Durant?
No, don't do that. Oklahoma City has three. They've drafted, they have four MVPs, but they have three that wore Oklahoma City uniforms in the last 15 years.
It's not about how good they are. This is all I'm saying. It's not a Farouk won a championship in whatever, right? Like he was a
beat
champion.
Vader, yeah.
He was a champion. It's not about
All-American.
How good he is.
Blue chipper.
We didn't know nothing about Farouk.
And so
we can learn about
that is the biggest problem with the Thunder. We don't know anything about them. Mm-hmm. They feel dull. They feel like they might wind up being the Bret Hart in this scenario where I always felt like Bret lacked charisma. He didn't, but he was really good. Like Bret was really, really good. The Pacers are like Shawn Michaels. Maybe they're not quite as good yet. I think Shawn eventually surpassed Bret, but that's just an opinion. But they have charisma. They have a little bit more excitement. They have more to them. SGA hits that same shot in the Garden with his toe back half an inch and the game ends. Mm-hmm. He just quietly walks off the floor. Or they celebrate and he just walks off the floor. No chance he does the choking sign. Obviously, there's Indiana ties to that. Mm. No chance he celebrates past like, all right, guys, we did it. We won game one. There's an element of like showbiz that you want to have to this, and I think the Pacers have that.
Well, I agree with you, and I'll take it a step further. Indiana got Reggie Miller in the 90s. Reggie Miller talking to Spike, pushing off on Jordan. What does the Thunder have? They have virtually nothing.
They have that finals appearance and nothing else.
So that would probably work a little better because it was LeBron. But even if we're talking, man, the Pacers ain't been here since. Oh, I remember when Reggie was doing all. And the Thunder hadn't been here since. Wait, who are the Thunder? Not personally, just historically, they're the new kids on the block. Now that'll change over time because they'll have the KD Russ team, they'll have this team in 15, 20 years from now. Recently, I remember when I first watched the Thunder, and it'll change a little bit, but they don't have that right now.
And that's where I don't want them to tie in the Supersonics history.
Hell no.
Don't do that.
Hell no.
Don't do that. We'll come back. Trista Crick joins us at the top of the hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Oh, I kept waiting.
Oh, so me too. Yeah. Me too. Oh man. Well, let me get, because this is actually good wrestling stuff, and maybe this is like mid card stuff that I was talking about. But they had the, I don't know if you saw this, but R-Truth tweets out his that they had released them or whatever. And did you see Trinity and Jade?
Mm-mm.
So Trinity responds to R-Truth saying, "I hate this so much," and then Jade responds to Trinity saying, "I hate this more than I hate you." And then Trinity says, "I hate we lost him and still have you." But that's some good stuff, like outside of wrestling. But maybe that goes, they let the mid-card people do the wrestling stuff and do all that other stuff. Yeah. But the top guys, they're just unaware.
I don't think Jade's worked out, man.
This thing with Trinity's been okay.
Turns out she might not be able to wrestle, dude.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Like, yeah.
I don't think she was ready. I don't think she was ready to. So head on over. I think we got TC.
Yes.
Is that right? TC, 916-909-1320. TC, what's up, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers? Before we get started, D-Lo, you had a good time, man, on your trip, man. That was much needed.
Yes, sir. It was great, man. Thank you.
Thank you, for sure, for sure. Look, hey, look, we're going to keep it simple. You, hey, D-Law, I know they're filling you in. We already talked about Domas, and we did that yesterday, Kenny. I got another one. So what about Zach to Portland? What about Zach to Portland for Scoot and Jeremy? And I might even throw in a future to make it that much more juicier. Maybe an unprotected or a protected, but at this point, we get our point guard at 21.
TC, and we get that hold on, TC. Don't let him go. I'll just stop you now. TC, no. I mean, no. I see you working. I see. Let's go back to the drawing board with this one. The Portland Trail Blazers in no world are trading Scoot Henderson for Zach LaVine. In no world.
Okay. That's why.
Are we sure they're not a little out on Scoot?
No, they're actually in. Scoot actually started hooping in the second half of this season. Scoot's their point guard. He did some good stuff.
You can be out on Scoot, but you're not doing that.
I'm not talking about me. No, I'm asking about Portland.
No, Trista will tell you. Okay. Scoot, they saw what they've been needing to see from Scoot and probably starting around the second half of the season.
Tristan Krug in the chat. We are not doing that, all caps. We are not doing that.
And DC, you know,
I didn't even have to wait till 2 o'clock to get your answer.
I love my boy TC. That's my dog. He be thinking.
He working.
But let's just stop you right there. Yeah, no.
Jay says they're out on Grant. I think they were out on Grant the second they signed him. But that's probably a different that's probably a different animal right there.
I love TC.
He's been coming in hot with these trades.
I love TC.
He got his, hey, TC just trying to make Sacramento
better. He's just trying. That's why I let him cook and do his thing. And you know, he'll text me, he'll call. And I love the trade proposals, but that one we I ain't even gonna let my man TC go on with that one, man. I can't.
He's cooking. We're just waiting to eat.
What are the chances Portland jumps Sacramento next year?
Pretty high.
50-50, maybe 60-40 they jump them. It could absolutely happen. Yeah, Portland like finished the season the way Houston did the year before, where it's like, oh, I see some things going on.
Sure.
So I could see them making a Houston.
Well, Houston had an obnoxious run at the end of the season prior, didn't they?
That was last season, and that's kind of what Portland did too. Remember when Portland had won like 10 of 11 this year? So last year, Houston won like 8 in a row or like 13 of 14.
Yeah.
And remember, they got like within a game of the Warriors for the second play-in.
Didn't they do the same thing the year before to get to like the 41-41 or something like that?
No, I think they were just bad. I think they were just bad again.
Okay.
Last year was the year where they like, oh, look at Portland. No, for sure. I could be wrong, but I thought last year was the year they did that.
Honestly, right now, I'll take Portland over the Kings right now.
For sure. You got Scoot. You got Shaden. You got Klingon. You got Denny.
Houston did get to 41-41 the year prior.
Okay.
But that was the 11 seed. So that's probably why you were. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Portland, they got Denny, they got Scoot, they got Shaden Sharp, they've got trade assets. You know, they could turn that into something. They're cooking.
Scott Perry's obviously got work to do and all that, but, like, I'm not even sure he's got a playing team right now with the Kings. Like, I think it's pretty bad right now.
I disagree. I mean, I disagree. This team.
Do you expect Dallas to be 39-43 last year? Do you expect them to be better or worse?
We're going better like than what they were. Just better than the Kings.
Better than 39-43.
I'll go better. Yeah, than Cooper Flagg.
Phoenix?
Nah, hell, wait a minute. Oh, we ain't letting that go. Hell no. That team was awful to end the season.
We kept writing them off last year. Like, the Kings were just as bad.
That team, but
Now you're adding Cooper Flagg.
But I'm talking about without Luka. Without Luka.
Yeah, they stuck around and they were 39 wins. Like,
they stuck around because the Kings and Phoenix sucked.
Won 39. They still got 39 wins. Like,
look at the end of their season. They went on like a 4-11 stretch.
Yeah, now you're adding Cooper Flair.
All right, so you'll maybe be 500 in that stretch. Maybe.
Well, that's better than 39. Like, yeah, I think it's going to be 41-41 or whatever.
Dallas would be better than what they were last year?
They could be a little bit better. It was more than 39. I'm not saying they're going to win 50.
I think they're around 39 or so. Wimby just played for the Spurs, and they were awful. his rookie year. Cooper's not turning that team around.
He doesn't have to. You just need to win more than 39. They, like, they just got 39 with what they were.
Wemby couldn't win. And half of that time, they had Kyrie Irving, too. They're not going to have him next year. So, and who knows what goes on with Anthony Davis. That team ain't winning 39. That team is not a playing team next year. They're not. And that has nothing to do with their future. Future's bright with Cooper. But next year, that's not a playing team.
I don't think they'll be much worse. Like, yeah, I'll still stick with it. I'll take them over Sacramento right now.
I'm just looking at the standings, and this reminds me of some news that I think came out yesterday. Did anyone, in preparation for today's show or just scrolling, did anybody read any nepotism articles today?
I saw some things about Austin Ainge.
Did it lead First Take?
No.
Or SportsCenter? Or Colin Cowherd? No one? None of those shows, huh?
I didn't see nothing.
Okay.
I didn't see nothing.
I see. Because Austin Ainge, he has been an assistant coach at Southern Utah, where daddy's friend Roger was the coach. He's also was the head coach of the Celtics G League affiliate, where daddy was the general manager. He also worked for the Celtics front office, where daddy was the general manager. And now he's the president of basketball operations, where daddy is the CEO. I just want to be sure, as a show, we don't want to lead with this. We don't want to cover this for the next 2 weeks, right? I just want to be sure when we do and when we don't talk about nepotism. Okay.
We know when we do and when we don't.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page that the sports media universe decided to spend weeks upon weeks talking about the 57th pick in the draft versus a guy who is now has the highest ranking basketball position for the Utah Jazz. A guy who has three jobs associated with the NBA that are all directly linked to daddy. But okay. I got it. I'll stand down.
Oh, brother.
I'll stand down. Can't wait to hear what I guess old Stephen A's not going to be talking about this today. he's probably busy trashing Tom Thibodeau or whatever. Danny Ainge and the nepotism that he exudes in the league doesn't quite draw numbers like talking about Bronny James does for these same entities.
And what was the role that Lil Ainge is going to have?
He's again, the president of basketball
just
operations.
Just want to make sure we got that clear.
He is the president of basketball operations.
I don't know anything about the guy, so I don't know if he's qualified for it or has How a good could basketball
you? He's
mind.
Never been hired by anyone who's not his father.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
But hey, salute. Salute, salute, salute. Maybe it's okay in coaching circles, because it happens all of the time in coaching, particularly in the NFL. I guess it's okay in front office circles. It's just not okay if you're the greatest player of all time and your son plays basketball. Not okay.
And to be perfectly honest, I don't have a problem with it. I didn't have a problem when Bron did it. I don't have a problem with this. If I ran an NBA team and Reese said he wanted to, I might put you in the film room first or something like that. I don't know. But, yeah, you're going to have an opportunity to get this job, like, or to be part of this. You're going to learn here. Just like if I played in the NBA and I could put Reese on a team on my right. Yes. So I'm going to do everything I can to get that done. Absolutely. So life is about who you know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.